Are you anxious? Stressed? Mind racing? Do you have trouble sleeping? Are you looking for secrets to peace and a happier life? Join Spiwe Jefferson, certified mindfulness practitioner and lawyer, dedicated to helping you learn to apply mindfulness meditation to the personal and professional challenges of everyday life. Harness the power of mindfulness meditation to live and work to your highest and best purpose, starting with just 5 minutes a day.
Hi, and welcome to Mindful in 5, where we learn how to apply mindfulness and meditation to the challenges of everyday life in bite-sized episodes for people with no time, maybe just like you. My name is Spiwe Jefferson, and today we have a guest who will share with us how she has used mindfulness since long before it was cool. To remain upbeat and optimistic, she is one of the most effervescent optimists I know. Her name is Miguel. Miguel, welcome to Mindful in 5.
Woohoo! So glad to be here. I'm amped about this.
I love it. So, Miguel and I go way back.
Like
do you remember?
Cord. Absolutely.
You remember how we met?
Oh, of course. How can I forget? Ruben Smith Salon, right underneath my office.
Yes. And where were we? At Ruben Smith Salon.
It's St. Anthony, Maine, because my office was right above Ruben's.
And we were sitting under the dryers.
Mm-hmm.
So picture this, two strangers, two black women, two black girls, just doing the black girl magic thing, sitting under two dryers, right next to each other, didn't know each other. And I think you looked at me and I looked at you and you were like, hey!
Who are you? Why don't I know you? Where are you from?
I think literally that's how it went. And that was 20 years ago now. Do you realize?
No.
This is like the 20-year anniversary of our knowing each other.
You have grown up kids.
Yay!
I remember.
I know. I didn't even have kids.
No.
Did I have kids?
You did not have kids, nor did I have kids.
Yeah, nobody had kids.
Nobody had kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You had kids like investment club era, right?
Yes. That was when the kids came.
Yeah.
Man alive. It's been a long time.
I know.
And Olivia's 19 now. So. Mm-hmm. That was before kids. That's as long as I've known Miguel. And you know what? I was telling her before the show. So when I say effervescent, I mean effervescent. Because throughout my life.
She's kind.
I'm looking at Miguel and I'm like, whoa, the world is falling apart. But Miguel's still smiling. So I'm going to still smile.
I don't know any better.
So see, this is what happens when optimists meet each other. And I think it happens to a lot of people where you might meet someone for the very first time and you just fall into like emotional and spiritual lockstep with one another as if you've known each other for years. And so this is my friend Miguel. And so I happen to know that you are a very successful entrepreneur, founder and CEO of your own company. Oh, I'm in the company of giants, y'all.
Yay. Hey.
So what else would you like us to know about you?
Now that is a really, really good question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think what I want people to know, it is because of giants like you and giants. I'm serious. In my sphere. Like I feel incredibly blessed, honestly, no joke, that number one, I came from giants, my mom and dad, right? I've got giant siblings, I've got giant nephews, I've got giant children.
Like totally happy family.
I've gotten, and a community.
Yes.
You know, so I have been blessed immensely by this community of giants, right? And people who are grounded and deeply rooted in a spirit of giving and giving themselves and their whole heart and being committed to your success. So for me, I think what I'd like people to know is that I was blessed with a community that cared. I was blessed with parents that care and good friends.
You know what? I think that's so true because I remember when I met your brother for the first time and he like had this broad smile and he gave me this big hug and I was like, oh my gosh, he's just like Miguel. And then I met your sister and I was like, and she was all smiling and I was like, I feel like I know her too. She's just like Miguel. Yes. So I totally believe
it. No cares in the world.
Totally believe it. And so, as you know, Mindful in 5 comes in Two flavors for email subscribers, the Classic Edition and the God Lovers Edition. Mm. And no judgment to either one, but which team do you belong to, Team Classic or Team God Lovers?
Oh, Team God Lovers all day, every day, without a shadow of a doubt.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. So one of the most interesting aspects of the pandemic is that it happened to all of us, right? And everybody around the globe, nobody has been spared. And what that means is we cannot look anymore at optimists and say, oh, it's because their lives are so charmed. Oh, it's because they have been spared all the things that the rest of us have had to go to, right? And so as someone who has experienced it at the same time as the rest of us, and this is, again, where I kind of feel like, oh, the world is falling apart, but Miguel's still smiling, so I'm going to keep smiling.
Oh, my gosh.
And so as somebody who's had to go into this thing that all of us have had to go through, how do you maintain and share with us at least like one big secret to all of us, because clearly you know it, for how you have maintained your optimism, and how do you stay in your happy space when it feels like everything is just going crazy?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. So I think there's outward optimism and inward optimism, right? So when you talk about being effervescent and all this great stuff, that's an outward thing, right?
It's the thing that I see.
It's the thing that you see. It's the thing other people see, and I'm glad they see that. And I feel like every day, all day, right? But it isn't every day, all day. So what you don't see is the inward person, right? You don't see who is at home also alone and who is doing all those things that we're all thinking about because now we're shut in. I'm an extrovert like crazy, right?
Yeah.
I get energy from meeting people like you, right? Mm-hmm. I get energy from meeting new people. So for me, I kind of get to forget about all the cares of the world when I'm out meeting new people and I see the light, like I see the goodness in people before I see anything else.
Yeah.
And so therefore, that's great energy for me. So when it is just me alone with our kids, like during this pandemic, it was really, really difficult, even for me. And I had to be more conscious and make a decision every day. My decision was, I'm going to wake up. And I am going to get into my mindfulness, my Mindful in Five, right, meditation.
Yes.
Thank God for your emails that I get, right? Yeah. People need to sign up for those because they were helpful for me.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Very, very much so during that time. And then fortunate for really close friends who check on you. Mm-hmm. Right. And make sure in a more kind of intimate way. Right.
Yeah.
Where they're there and they genuinely care. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just kind of like, hey, how you doing over there? I'll call you. And we'll see you later. So that's good. And then checking up on other people. So being able to give to other people. So for me, like everybody, I find fulfillment in giving. Right. Yeah. Of my time and, you know, whatever I can kind of give. I find joy in being able to contribute to other people's happiness.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the thing that is so important about that is that you said you wake up and you made a decision.
Yeah.
Because for so many people, you know how sometimes you say to somebody, how you doing? And they're like, well, I don't know yet. It's still early. And I'm like, well, no, don't wait for the day to dictate how you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
You wake up and you decide.
Yep.
This is how I'm going to move through this day. And I find personally sometimes I decide today's going to be a good day. Right.
Yeah.
So I get up, I do my mindful meditation, and today's going to be a good day. And then, like, all hell breaks loose.
Right.
Right. The tire's flat. The electricity's out. The internet's not working. The kids are late for school, and I'm just like, huh. But then, because I made the decision that today was going to be a good day.
Yep.
Then I move through those crises in a different way because I've decided. Right.
Yep.
And when people ask, so how's your day going? Well, it's going fine. Is right. How it's going.
Right.
How you doing? I'm
right.
Doing well. Thank you.
Extremely well. Thanks.
Never mind. Or
never
say,
better.
Yes, meanwhile. Or I'll say, it's a beautiful day in Minnesota. And if somebody's in Minnesota, they're like, what do you mean it's beautiful? It's raining.
Exactly.
And it's gray. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm alive and mm-hmm. I'm healthy. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I have decided it's going to be a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And they're like, So
I don't, you know what, Speedway, I don't know if that's like we were born with that or if we learn that. And I honestly, you know, I have friends, like, I don't understand how you don't look at the goodness in everything, right? Like, you and I see the goodness in everything.
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 Yes.
The fact that I had to travel all day yesterday in a place that was beautiful that I didn't want to leave ever, 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 never, never, never,
she
never,
was
never.
In Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
Y'all.
And I did not want to leave. I did not want to leave. But we had Hurricane Henry. Right? So
coming bearing down.
Come bearing down. And so to be safe, I had to leave
you
early.
Left.
Right. So
chop chop.
I was just blessed though, because throughout that entire day, I met like 12 new people that were fascinating people from all over the world in my all-day travel from 7 a.m. from ferries to airplanes, you know, all these
wow.
things until 9:30 p.m. when I finally got home. So when I got home, although I was tired,
yes.
I felt really good because I'm like emailing new friends. Like I've seriously met
isn't that nice?
New people from all over the world. I'm like, please come to Minnesota. We'll go to Paisley Park. You know, like all of this cool stuff. So there's a blessing, I think, in everything.
I think it's a combination of two things. And you know what? I was like, this girl was traveling all day. Do you still want to do this today? And Miguel was like, yes, I'm coming. I was like, okay.
It's so beautiful outside.
In that case. I think it's both, right?
Yeah.
So it was Deepak Chopra who said this. He was like, everybody is born with, and he didn't say it exactly this way, but this is how I remembered it. He basically said, everybody is born with like a happiness thermometer,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have a set level. So I think people like you and me, we are just like at a higher, I think maybe we're born at a higher happiness temperature.
Or something.
And then, but then he said, you know, if you think about like the good things and the bad things that happen to you, right? Let's say you get a new car, you get a new job, you get a raise, you get a bunch of money, something great happens, you have kids. And he says your happiness thermometer goes up,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're happier for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes back down to what it always was.
Mm-hmm.
If something bad happens to you, your mama dies, the pandemic hits, bad things happen, you get fired, whatever. You go down for a while,
mm-hmm.
but then you go back to where you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem for a lot of people is they're always trying to find ways to push it up with external things,
mm-hmm.
not recognizing that it's temporary. You have to find a way to move it up from within.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people like you and I were sort of naturally inclined to lean that way anyway,
mm-hmm.
but then we are more apt to cultivate it too. And
mm-hmm.
I think even if your happiness thermometer is lower,
mm-hmm.
you can, over time, with mindfulness and meditation and other things like that, I think you can over time move it up. Right? And
absolutely.
I think that's what, and so people like you and I, we tend to like, because we are attracted to each other,
mm-hmm.
and we tend to like hang out together,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Sue's downstairs, I'm here, TJ's here, and all of us are just like, we're all just lovers of life, right?
Right.
And lovers of life tend to like collect together, so when people come visit, they're like, oh, you have the coolest friends. And I feel like we all sort of gravitate to one another, and then we keep each other in current.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is we self-perpetuate. Right.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I see Miguel. Miguel's happy.
Right.
Miguel's happy to see me. I'm happy to see Miguel.
Right.
We're just happy together.
It's contagious without a shadow of a doubt.
It's totally contagious. And so
it is
I think that's part of the reason why, you know, we and it's important to hang out with other people who like have the mindset, maybe not that you have, but the mindset you want to have.
True. And I think, you know, when tragedies happen, and they do, obviously,
mm-hmm.
this is life, right? It's important to be plugged into something greater. And
yeah.
and I, you know, when you talk about team God and team class, like for me, it happens to be God, right? So
mm-hmm.
That plug is so important, I think, because that's where I find the recharge, so to speak, that I need. And I'd look at like my friends who inspire me, you know, you, for example. Jordana Green, I have a really good friend who is going through a major life change with cancer, and she blogs about it. She's a public figure, but her outlook about it is so positive, even though she talks about the good and the bad and the ugly.
Yeah.
You know, she's not sugarcoating it at all. She puts humor in it every day. I mean, I'm just so inspired by just her disposition around how she presents it and how she sees it. I'm inspired by the faith. Like, she is devout Jewish, and we have a WhatsApp chain every day. We all read Psalms, the book of Psalms, in order. There's hundreds of people on this string. And so, you know, every day I read a psalm for Jordana, and other people are reading a psalm for Jordana, and it just keeps going through one through the entire book, which is like 100 and some, chapters.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. Like,
hundreds
more than just
people.
For...
Do you know all these people?
No.
Can I be
Jordana,
one of the people?
Oh my gosh, yeah, yeah,
okay.
I'll totally send
Hashtag
you.
Hashtag Jordana Green for all of you who do not know her.
Yeah, Jordana Green, Psalms for Jordana, read your psalm. You can pick a psalm and just read that over and over. But I just think about her immeasurable strength, and, you know, she's like you, a bucko fight. You know, she can't be more than 100 pounds, I don't know. But she is like a giant, you know? And she's just one of those people. So I say that to say, I get energy from the trials and tribulations of others.
Yeah, because I feel like the point of people like Jordana, and I think the point of us all when we go through difficult things that we're willing to talk about, is the fact that it's not the charmed life that makes you how you are, right? It's the choice that makes you how you are.
Yeah.
And we all have to choose. And I remember saying to somebody, you know, they were asking me, so how come you're acting like you're newlywed and you've been married like 4 years and you're old now? And I'm like, no, because every day I choose to love my husband. And it's not, I choose to feel a certain way. It's like I choose to behave a certain way, right?
Exactly.
And so sometimes, even when life is difficult, when things are scary, and when nobody knows what's going to happen, you know, I can choose in this moment, because this was me at the beginning of the pandemic when people are like, oh my gosh, you know, people are going to get sick, and we're all going to die. I was like, you know what? If I get sick, I'm going to wish I had lived it up.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if I get sick, I'm going to be like, wow, so much for all that worrying, because it didn't avoid the fact that I had to get sick in the first place.
Right.
So today is the day I'm well. Today I'm going to run around my neighborhood. I'm going to enjoy the fact that I'm able-bodied. I'm going to do all the things, right? I'm going to hug my kids because I can. I'm going to do all these things. And, you know, a year and a half later, I haven't been sick. And so I feel like I would have so regretted living in fear for a year and a half. Now, I might be sick, because when you live in fear, stress does
things
to you.
Totally. Oh, my gosh. Totally. Yes.
And I would have been manifesting illness, and maybe I might be sick if I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be sick. So I feel like we choose.
We absolutely choose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And we also know the outcomes. Like, I'm old. Well, I'm not old, but, you know, I'm 50.
Don't say
I'm
that.
Old. Look, I'm old enough to know better. Right?
Okay.
So I know
don't
when I
age, girl.
Look, I'm proud of my age. I feel good. So, but when I make a choose to behave one way, I typically know what the outcome of that's going to be. So I can behave, you know.
Tell us more about that.
Choose to be, you know, just like you talked about the example about COVID and being in fear and kind of stop, you know, moving. You got to be safe, right? Because we know it. We know that it's a, you know, it exists and that it's a threat, and we have to address it as such, and you know, that type of thing. So, you know, I'm not saying don't be cautious, right? Obviously, be smart, be cautious, but you also have to, like, you know, kind of live your life and recognize that other, you know, for me, because I interact with so many people on a regular basis. But you just have to recognize that other people's, you know, issues are not yours.
How about that?
They're not yours. And and other people's sentiments around other people are not yours. And you don't have to subscribe to that channel. So for me, I had to make sure that I would subscribe, because I'm a people person. So sometimes I could tend to, just out of pure fascination by somebody, subscribe mm-hmm. to a channel that really is not my frequency. Right? It's not.
And before you know it, Google's sending you all this other weird stuff, and you're like, wow.
And I'm off balance, right? Yeah. And before I know it, I'm like, wait, am I in a room listening to people speak in a certain way about somebody, like talk about people, for example? That's just not something that I do. I can't subscribe to that kind of channel, especially if it's little talk.
Negative.
Yeah, if it's a little talk, I'm like, dudes, we could be making big ideas right now.
Yeah.
Then I have to like get off that frequency really quick, like turn the station. But it's, that's important. I lost my whole point. I don't even know where I was going with that. But wherever I was, I know the outcomes. We're talking about outcomes. So just I know, I've lived long enough to know that me behaving in a way that is ungrateful, or me behaving in a way that is out of order, angry, at people and all that kind of stuff that you see.
You see it from people, and you're like, dude, relax.
Right? It never gets, the outcome is never really what you want it to be.
Ooh, isn't that interesting?
It's not. So for me, it isn't. And when I look at my friends, and I've got to see a lot of people behave mm-hmm. all kinds of ways. And it shocks me to think that you think you're going to have a good outcome with this attitude. It's not going to turn out right for you.
Oh, that's so true.
So just kind of really sitting self down with yourself and thinking, and a lot of things, I've got a really close friend who, by acting out or showing, screaming and yelling at people and that kind of behavior, mm-hmm. Would get her places in a family dynamic growing up. Mm. But that doesn't work for her now as an adult,
outside,
independent, professionally, socially. That just, it doesn't work. And so she's had to relearn
new behaviors.
Mm. And you think it's logical. Like for me, I'm like, well, duh.
I could have told you that.
But it's not for a lot of people because of family dynamics. Like a lot of people. And the good thing in your spirit, I think if you're plugged into Team God, you'll get, even if you're plugged into Team Classic, I think this is a big universe, right?
Yes.
So I think everybody's plugged into something, right? So whatever you're plugged into, and wherever you find your,
wherever you draw your energy.
Yeah, your good mm-hmm. energy from, your positive energy, you'll know in your spirit.
Yes.
When it's not good for you. This is not good.
You will feel alignment when you have alignment.
Yeah. Right? And then either you're going to go and do it anyway and be happy about it, or you're going to turn around and be like, that's not right.
Until
I gotta go.
You see it on the other side and you go, I could have done something else.
I'm just trying to figure out why are things that are so bad seemingly so good. I'm just kidding. That's another show.
I had a pastor years ago say this, and I never forgot it. He said, and I've since heard it from other people, but he said, bitterness is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die.
Dang.
Meanwhile, it's the big and the little things, right? It's the person who cuts you off in traffic and you're like, I can't believe. And you spend your whole day like everybody. Now I'm mad. I'm having a fight with my husband. I'm mad at the people at work because this person cut me off today.
Waste
Meanwhile,
time.
They're sailing off down the street. Didn't even see you. Don't even know they ruined your whole day. But did they though? Or did you choose to allow this thing that happened to ruin your whole day,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I subscribe to everything that you just said, because it comes down to we get to choose. I might not choose what the person in traffic does. I might not choose Hurricane Henri coming down on my, Martha's Vineyard fabulous vacation and cutting it short. But I do get to choose the attitude. Even as I'm flying home on the plane.
That's exactly right. That's right.
And the spirit in which I cut my vacation short and mm-hmm. get home. Because, I can imagine a lot of people who'd be like, can you believe I had to cut my my trip short because that freaking hurricane? Which is like, I think a lot of people would be a natural reaction.
Totally.
Right? It's like, I'm going to go to the negative and be mad about it. Never mind that I had a fabulous vacation.
Totally.
Right?
Oh my gosh. So, again, and you draw that kind of energy to you.
Yes. You attract what you reflect.
You attract what you reflect. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, listen, I am just delighted to talk to you. I know
this
we could
super
talk
fun.
Like for
I'm
hours,
so glad.
Right?
Thank you.
So, for the listeners, I like to say that, you know, there's so many sources out there that'll teach you how to do mindful, like random mindful things. How do you mindfully eat a raisin? How do you mindfully walk, right? Mm. But what Mindful in Five is really about is how do you apply mindfulness meditation to real life situations, right? So when your life is falling apart, when you're running away from the hurricane, how do you take the mindfulness approach and deal with, you know, when you're stuck indoors because of the pandemic,
right?
And there are lockdowns, how do you then use mindfulness in that situation, right? Tell me how I can use it for my situation right now, right this minute, and don't talk to me about all the other things, right? So as we think about that, this has been such an enriching conversation. And if you were to just like recap this and say to our listeners, if you remember nothing else, remember this. Shoot.
Mm. It's up to you. You make the decision every morning. So make the decision that's going to make you well.
Did you say make the decision that's going to make you well? I feel like I'm going to remember that quote. Yes.
Woo. That was I woke good up stuff. Like this.
That is wonderful. So in this week's Oh Miguel, thank you so much for sharing your Mindful in Five, your mindfulness approaches today.
Thank you
I
for
just
having
knew you'd
me.
Have nuggets.
Oh my gosh.
Nuggets. I'm so happy you came to do it.
It's an honor. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. So in this week's Mindful in Five emails, you will find 5-day, 5-minute meditations to stay upbeat or help you move closer to that place. And there's some stuff in there about making some decisions at the beginning of your day. Mm-hmm. So in my book, Mindful in Five, we call this the season of day. And our goal is to stay as much as possible in that season, no matter what is happening around you. And if you're thinking, day, what is she talking about? There's a book. It's actually available on Amazon now, and it's called Mindful in Five. This is before like the formal launch, which is why I'm sort of hesitating a little to tell you, but it's out there. If you don't subscribe yet, join us by signing up for the, you can sign up in the notes for this podcast, and you will immediately receive a proven 5-step toolkit to jumpstart your meditation practice in addition to new guided meditations each month and invitations to meditation sessions live with me and members of our Mindful in Five community. You will also receive advance notice of the premiere edition of the formal book launch. So until next time, this is Fiwe saying be mindful and be well.
Thank you for listening to Mindful in Five. Join the Mindful in Five community at www.mindfulin5.com to sign up for the weekly companion emails to this podcast, which include a new guided meditation each month and 5-day, 5-minute meditations to supercharge your journey towards inner peace and success. Visit the Instagram page at Mindful in Five or the Facebook page at Speedway Publications. Until next time, be mindful and be well.